blowing, icicles growing, hearts overflowing with cheer. It's that wonderful season we all find so pleasing, the Toys R Us time of year.
World's biggest toy stores,
Toys R Us, the biggest selection,
Toys R Us.
Hey guys, I didn't know we were starting the show. I was just playing with my action figures.
Yeah, you need to put those down now, okay?
No, hold on. I have to finish.
Put it down, son.
I have to finish. Choo choo choo. Pow pow pow. Choo choo choo.
Pew pew.
All right. I'm not being racist, man. I'm not saying anything about Jews. I'm just saying we're back in the action room for a special new episode this week.
And Judaism is not a race. It's a religion.
Judaism, I call it an ethnic heritage and a religion.
What color would be a Jew if Jews were a color?
Blue.
Blue and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
Blue with white eyebrows.
I was at the Jew
eyebrows.
Museum last night. That was pretty
really?
You were at the Jew Museum?
The Jewsium.
The Jewsium.
So how was that? What's in the Jewsium?
I went for a concert because they uncovered all these like compositions that were lost by the Nazis. Like
I was
going to
say, did they uncover the
by Mendelssohn, Felix Mendelssohn, famous composer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wow!
That was a world premiere of these new works.
Wow, and how was it?
And it was really cool, actually.
Wow. Well, I was playing with action figures because there's a little theme to a special guest that we have.
Yeah.
We have a special guest on the show named Jesse Falcon.
Woo!
And he's soon going to be the new Knight Rider guy. There's Michael Knight and Jesse Falcon.
We've been trying to get him in here forever.
Yes. Yeah.
It's taken a long time, and he's just been very busy. And we've
3 months, really.
Yeah. And also I have to say I think Tony was a little intimidated by his last name. You know, it's comparable to Wolf. So
Falcon and Wolf, there could be a showdown.
Yeah, we don't know what'll happen when they're both in the same room.
Jesse Falcon and I are actually professional wrestlers in our spare time.
You guys could have
just like Mickey
Rourke. An action figure showdown. Pew pew.
So Tony Wolf figure versus the Jesse Falcon.
And off the air, I got to ask Jesse Falcon and Star Wars Boba Fett action figure.
You
question.
Will get to ask. Him.
I've wanted to ask him all my life, so I'm ready. I'm so excited to ask him. So anyway, we've got a great show, and I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And I'm producer Mike, and the first thing is I want to chew out Jessica.
Uh-oh.
Because
why?
I was excited about hearing that Mac has a virus, or can get a virus, or
Mac
I don't know the details.
Computers are now getting a virus for the first time in substantial numbers.
This was the big thing that you stuck-up Mac holes used to say about why we should get Macintoshes.
Macintoshes are so perfect, they never
they
get
never
viruses.
They don't.
But now they do.
Well,
now
you've got are. One virus that's
it's
created.
It's just the beginning.
Whatever. Get pop-ups.
I have to be honest. Why didn't they ever do this before? Like, why is this
I thought
the first
it was
time?
Because the coding was too complex and or it wasn't like you know that many.
How long have you been a Mac user?
About 5 years.
Wow. How long have you been using
it? I've been cracking addicted to Mac.
Or is there some what is the term? A conspiracy that Steve Jobs actually creates all the viruses for PC.
Oh, that's funny.
My brother and his wife have a Mac. When I go there for Christmas, I try to go on the internet on their computer. It's not so user-friendly. I don't know what happens.
I have to be honest.
I'm a Mac user, and I love Mac for reasons that are different than user-friendly. I don't think it's that intuitive. Like,
no,
I really don't. Especially when there's one click, and everyone's like used to right-clicking.
Right. Now, what do you like it for, though? What are the reasons?
It is so pretty. It's so pretty. The applications, the software, the music, and...
Right.
Sorry. Music, and... It's pretty.
Yeah, but all PC right. has music.
Well, when I originally
PC
got it,
applications.
When I originally got it, I got it for the iFilm,
oh,
so I could
editing,
make,
right?
so I could edit.
Did you get a little annoyed that everything has to have I in front
yeah.
of it? But
Ayatollah
Mac. No, I mean the thing was, I remember using Mac. I had a, what was the first Mac? It was a Macintosh, right?
Macintosh.
An Apple II C or whatever. No, that was even before. But I remember having a little Mac with a little screen, mm-hmm. you know, when I was younger. But then I don't know. I got turned on to PC and I've never gone back. So
I can switch back and forth. I'm ambi.
She's ambi computerist.
You're bidextrous. Right?
Well, yeah, okay.
I'm back.
All right. So,
we'll be back with the interview.
I think it's, yeah.
All right. I wasn't sure if you were really doing that or not. Okay. So
we're
we'll
gonna
be right
break,
back.
Then we're going to come back. Then we're going
to
have the interview.
Listen to some nice music. All right, everyone, we're back in the action room with our very special guest, Jesse Falcon. Welcome, Jesse.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's great to have you here as a guest. And I think Jesse is our fifth guest in the action room version 2.0
like
history. And we
the fourth person I came in contact with on the street.
This is how we get our interviews, essentially. All right. So, so Jesse, you are you're a product manager, developer for Toy Biz.
Well, I was for many years. Toy Biz is now a defunct company.
Oh my God!
The history is Toy Biz started, then they bought Marvel out of bankruptcy, then they were in business for many years, and then Hasbro bought the toy rights, and then for 2 years the toy division became. They were called Marvel Toys. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, the board of directors looked at the industry and said, you know what? Labor laws are going up. The price of oil is going through the roof.
Right.
And all plastic is a petroleum byproduct. So
When you see the price
of oil going up, that means that
anything that's plastic.
Anything that's plastic, which, you know, that's some of your clothes, your watches, your headphones that you're wearing. Like
my
it's
eyeballs.
Oil, your left eyeball. I'm sorry, I didn't notice that on the
that's
way
right.
in. It's actually drooping down.
Yeah.
But it's all tied into
like
the
toxic Avenger.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I'm just glad he's always looking at me.
All right, but anyway,
so now,
the board of directors.
So the board of directors said, we're just going to not make toys anymore. We're going to let somebody else do that.
Take care of
that. But the cool thing about a small company like Toy Biz, one person can make a lot of difference. At a very large company, you need a lot of people to kind of get a corporation. And it's interesting. Right. I'm working now with Hasbro very closely, and they're, you know, 1,500 people. We were at our most 22.
Wow.
You know, so we were a tiny group of guys, but if you're a product manager, you can come up with an idea, and you know you can present it at a meeting. You can get a sign off on it. You can turn around that afternoon, get on the phone with people to really start drafting it up or sculpting it. In a couple weeks, you could have patterns and prototypes in your hands. You can get them off to your factory. And a couple weeks later, you can actually see tooling models on the internet. Like they'll send you pictures, and it's like, okay, now we're in business. And it's like we could react. We were nimble.
Right.
We were very nimble. And it's unique because I look at companies now like McFarlane's nimble, NECA is nimble, Mezco is nimble. But companies like
Mattel
and Hasbro, which really they're, and I would say even Jax is pretty nimble. But Mattel and Hasbro are, it's very difficult for them to be that way because there's just so many people in the operation.
As far as the process is concerned with creating a toy, like what is the difference between how long a Mattel would take to create something versus a Toy Biz? The actual, you know, months or years?
Once they pull the trigger, once they say, yes, make this, it's the same amount of time. It's about 9 months.
It just takes longer to get the confirmation.
Nine months.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
It's like an actual birth.
It is very much
I'm
like
birthing Hulk hands.
Yes.
With sound chips.
Yeah, exactly.
So now I know that, what is it, Mattel has the DC license? Let's talk a little about your competitor here, because I know what, Justice League and all DC stuff is Mattel and has been for a couple of years?
Or? Yes, it has. And they've actually done a really great job with it because they hired the Four Horsemen.
Comes back to the Four Horsemen. When I first heard Jesse was coming here, I was like, all I know about toys is there's this group of guys called the Four Horsemen that are supposed to be these legendary designers.
Yeah, sculptors. They do the whole thing. They design, sculpt, and they have their own website. Actually, right now, they make their own toys. They design. Right. They do something that hasn't been done in probably 25 or 30 years in the toy industry, which is somebody will say, and I'm going to use my old toy sales voice, because if you know anybody in the toy industry who's an old salesman, They all sound like this.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to tell you, we're going to make a bunch of toys about bug men. They're bugs, but they're men, okay? All right, let's go, guys. Bug men, let's make that. That's literally...
Wow,
like,
and all the presentations.
All the old school guys are like, and they've always got like the two fingers. Because
theoretical
cigar.
Yeah.
They all have cigars.
Wow.
But what those guys are doing, the Four Horsemen, they actually came up with this really kick-ass toy
Is there
line.
Any chance Bugman can be a recurring role?
Bugman?
Yeah.
When
yeah,
they absolutely. Make the Bugman movie, I think you're in.
This summer.
Bug, he's a guy.
From a world where bugs and men produce offspring. Cool.
Well, what are some exciting, you know, toys coming out, lines coming out that you're involved with or know about? Or
well, right now, you know, Hasbro's history is in a specific scale for boys action, and that's the 3 3/4 inch scale. That's what they started with Star Wars. That's what they, in 1983, right. turned G.I. Joe into. It's what they're...
Who's got the G.I. Joe movie license? It has got to be Hasbro, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they
yeah.
are. They are G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
so.
They're making those movies. And
just big enough to swallow.
<They're>, actually, technically not. They have a thing called a choke tube, which is a piece of metal that has a beveled bottom on it.
Wow.
And the
wow.
the way that the choke tube works is if you stick something in the
is
choke tube...
Is this also used in pornography? Or?
Well, yeah. probably not, because...
The old school presenters talk about the choke
Listen,
tube.
Listen, you got to make sure you can swallow the choke tube.
So these are in each figure, or
no, this is theoretical?
Is,
no, no, this is a...
They try these on children.
They're like, choke tube included.
No, no? A choke tube is something that the toy developers use in the office to...
Oh,
sorry, that didn't sound
God.
Right.
You guys,
sound right.
Oh, I'm taking lunch break, and I'll be in the bathroom. I've got to get my choke tube in.
Right, like asphyxiation.
It sounds a lot worse than it actually
is. They test it out to make sure.
That the parts, like, let's say you have an actual...
Oh, they're like putting it in their mouth. Ah, ah, ah.
Fuck, do they have to swallow shit?
Does it fit? Does it fit, Herman? Ah, ah.
Sorry. That's great. What it does is, if, let's say you have a figure that shoots a weapon or shoots a projectile.
Oh,
okay?
Yes.
You want to make sure that projectile is either too big to fit in the choke tube, in which case it won't go down a child's throat, or it's small enough that it'll pass.
Wow.
That is...
So the choke tube approximates
Talk
a human throat.
Yes.
I think that's what we're going to call Jessica from now on.
What?
Terrible.
I think that could be like the new YouTube for like porn asphyxiation choke tube.
Oh, all
right.
Lord.
So,
there you go.
Okay, so wait. Well, let's get back to what is new that's coming out now that you're working on that you're excited about.
Sorry, we've got off the track with the choke tube there.
How dare we?
So Hasbro... has had a long history of doing 3 3/4 inch.
3 3/4, right.
And the last few years, all the Marvel figures have been at 6 inch scale.
Right.
They're starting a brand new line that's going to be Marvel at 3 3/4 inch called Marvel Universe.
Awesome.
And it's really...
Sounds cooler than Marvel 3 3/4.
Yeah.
I hear that you're also an improv artist, writer, and you write for Cracked Magazine?
Yeah, yeah. I was a contributing editor when they started the magazine. An old friend of mine from my Marvel days, Sven Larson, got involved with Cracked when they relaunched, and he brought me over because he knew that I was working with a bunch of comedians. It was weird because I have Amy Poehler and I have a mutual friend, and she was about 15 years ago, eight or 9 years ago.
Right.
My friend Simby was like, "Come see my friend Amy's show. She just came to the city. Nobody's gonna go see it."
Aww.
And I'm like, I went down there.
UCB or what? UCB
yeah, this
was
then. This was the four members of the UCB.
Wow.
Before it exploded into the
well,
phenomenon.
She was like
of marketing. It is.
Well, she was like, "Come see my friend's show. Nobody's gonna be there." I get there, and Jerry Seinfeld and Conan O'Brien are in the audience, like a tiny theater. I'm like, "What is this?
No one's gonna be there."
Yeah, and that show was so good. I brought I went back. I literally almost every weekend, and I brought somebody new.
Wow.
I'm like, "You have to see the show. It was half sketch, mm-hmm. and then the other half was improv." And after a while, they were like, "Hey, if you want to learn how to do improv." You know, they said this, made this announcement at the end of the show. We're going to start teaching it because they do it in Chicago and they do it in L.A., but
mm-hmm.
nobody's doing it in New York.
Wow.
And they started this school, and I was lucky enough to just be there at the right time, and I got in at the very first wave.
Well, thanks for coming in. Do you want to plug any upcoming performances or anything else
oh, yeah.
you want to
yeah.
talk to the listeners about?
Well, I'm on a team right now called the Scam, and
a team improv.
It's a Harold team. Yes.
Harold team at UCB.
Yes.
So you're doing the Tuesday night regular performance.
What time?
It's at 8:30, and then for the month of February at the Magnet Theater, I'll be performing with a group of guys and girls at 8:30, doing a form that I developed with Mother called the Sleepover.
Cool.
So we're doing that all month at the Magnet Theater on 30th Street.
Sleepover.
What night's on the Magnet?
It's on Thursday. Thursday nights at 8:30 at the Magnet in the month of February.
Well, call our hotline, Action Room listeners, and talk to us about your experience with choke tubes of various types and levels.
I'll tell you about a choke tube. I found a choke tube in my wife's neck one time. I don't know how it got there. But Bobby's not saying that. Bobby's a poor boy. He's a nice kid. He sticks around too long on the weekends, if you know what I mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse
Falcon.
Falcon.
Come back, please.
All right. And we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back. Thanks again, Jesse.
Thank you, guys.
All right, folks. Wow, that Jesse Falcon, a pretty cool guy.
Seriously, and I don't know how he has time for all these.
I know, he does everything.
He's
right. He's also going to sew 5 sweaters tomorrow for his nephews, he told us off the air. So
but most importantly.
Know.
Family man.
What is it time for?
It's time for Nerd News!
Nerd News. All right, Jessica, take us through the world.
I'm going to start us off. So I hear that this movie that we've been raving about and telling everyone to go see, Let the Right One In, is now already in talk to have... Why are you shaking your head?
No, I'm saying that. I'm agreeing.
Yeah, it's already in talks to have a remake.
All right, now let's just bring it... Oh, sorry, but...
Forget. It's crazy. It's still in the movie theaters.
Tony finally saw it.
That's what I was just going to give a little back shout out.
Jessica,
back.
Have you seen it yet? You suck. Okay.
Well, producer Mike, the backstory is producer Mike ranted about this movie about
the
6 months
ago. The theme for today's
ago.
Show.
Was it really 6 months? Don't make that.
Theme,
no, you
the
don't.
The theme for today's show is Jessica sucks.
No.
She didn't see Let the Right One In, and she's a Mac user.
Oh. I'm going to create an iFilm about your iPhone.
Producer Mike being an stupid head.
I love Jessica.
Producer Mike discovered this movie before I had even heard about it on Ain't It Cool News. And that is something.
That never happens. I never beat the news.
You never beat Tony's 7 million pop culture website viewing every day, but you did. So anyway, it took me 6 months to go see it. I saw it with Election Girl, and I loved it. So Let the Right One In, just as good as everyone
said. Did she like it?
She liked it, not nearly as good as I liked it. Maybe it requires more of a geek sensibility. She was a Buffy fan.
What was her reasoning for not liking it as much?
You know, I didn't get that out of her. She was just like, it was good. It was good.
Jessica.
Oh, God, that means she fucking hated it. That is like classic. It was good. It was bad.
Let's be honest. She says that about the relationship with them.
Oh!
I'm always rambling.
That's not an eye breakup.
I'm always rambling about everything. Didn't you love this specific thing, and let me list 12 specific things that I liked. And she's like, whatever, dude, it was good.
Matt Reeves is slated to make this movie.
Right. Cloverfield.
Mm. So I started Wikipedia-ing Let the Right One In to learn more about the making of it.
Wikipedia-ing.
And I was like, I want to learn about this movie. Where did it come from? And I see that they're making a remake, and someone named Matt Reeves is slated to do the remake. I was like,
bullshit.
Who the fuck is Matt Reeves? I've never heard of Matt Reeves. Matt Reeves, it turns out, is a J.J. Abrams childhood friend. Matt Reeves directed Cloverfield, which producer Mike and I saw.
I think I would question Matt Reeves' directing skills for even taking on a project like this, especially after seeing the film.
Yeah.
It's so perfect. What the fuck are you going
to
do with
it? It's also strange to make a remake. Like, the remake is slated for 2010 release or 2011. Why would you make a remake of such a successful foreign film 1.5 or 2 years after?
Because it wasn't successful enough.
But look at The Ring. I mean, we were talking about this before. It was wildly successful, the original, but it didn't get out to the masses near as much. And there's money to be made.
They want Let the Right One In to be
like Twilight.
Twilight, yeah.
And it was only at the Angelica here in New York.
And my guess, they're going to change the name of the film.
Well,
it's going to be called That Bitch is a Vampire.
It's like Vampire Kids or something.
And the other funny thing is that Matt Reeves, it turns out, comes from my hometown.
Ooh.
Of Rockville Center, New York.
And I will suggest to everyone,
someday at a cocktail party, I gotta drop that.
Everyone, what about it? What at a cocktail party?
When I see Matt Reeves at a cocktail party. Also, Charlie Kaufman mentioned Rockville
Center.
Show
him your action figures. We're in the same hometown.
And I play with action figures.
Now, I will.
Election Girl has never seen any action figures in my house.
I suggest. Well, what will really suck is if your girlfriend likes the remake more than the original. But no, I suggest
these are the things you have to do to be in a
That's
relationship.
Right. We'll look back on it.
But the I suggest everyone see the original. I mean, the
let
remake
the right
could
one
be good.
In. It's Swedish. It's like let the right one come in.
Yeah. So there's some subtitles.
Let the right one come in.
Come in the in, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So what else have we got?
What there, Jessica?
Yeah, I like the Macintosh.
Jessica.
I know
you,
something.
Yeah, Jessica.
I only know like one dirty thing in Swedish.
Go ahead. What is it?
It's very obvious what
it's it means. It's milk and ketchup.
Look mean good.
Action room foreign profanity.
All right, there we go. Moving on. I heard that they're making these comic books for the iPhone. Speaking of eyes.
Eyes,
everything, eyes, Mac.
I got two of them.
Eye comics. So.
Yeah, so there's this new wave called motion comics. They put little, it's almost like an animated storyboard.
Animatic.
With little voiceovers.
It's animatic.
The biggest one they did for Watchmen, DC started doing a motion comic of Watchmen. It's almost like a book on tape where one guy is reading all the roles,
mm-hmm.
and people started to really get in his case because it was a guy reading girls'
and
roles.
And they got the guy from The Greatest American Hero to do one of the first ones called Spark. And
from some indie company, not the DC.
And he was the guy from Greatest American Hero, which was a show way before your time, Jessica, but almost before my time. I think Tony was old enough to see it.
I watched it. What happened to me?
I totally watched it. I loved it. But it was basically about a guy who gets the powers of a superhero, but he can't really do it, so he's like flying.
He doesn't know how to use the super suit, which has all the powers. But this has nothing to do with motion comics, other than the fact that guy was there. But
anyway, I think it's not so much cool. But I think that... Well, go ahead with
it. I think it's cool. I know you hate it, Tony.
I don't know. Mike thinks it might be the wave of the future or something, but I just... Who wants to watch
Mike
a little...
Everything's going
to
be dead in 5 years.
Mike thinks there is no future.
No, that's 2012 Pete.
Yeah. He'll show up soon.
No, I mean, I think that it's not... I just think that how can you deny the fact that things will go in the direction of online and iPhone and kids, because most comic readers now are like 30 or, you know, late 20s or something or older, and the kids, they're not really into comics, so how do you get them into comics? iPhone. I mean, mm-hmm. I can see it. If it's going to happen, it's got to be better quality than these ones we've seen already, but
then it's animation, then it's not comic books. You know
what
I mean? Then it's just
a
cartoon.
Something really new.
A really good cartoon of a comic is like a great animation. It's a good cartoon, like the Batman animated series. No one calls that motion comics. They call it a cartoon.
Well, but they are calling these motion comics, and maybe that's a wrong term to use, but that is kind of, sadly, that might be where things are headed, you know, a little bit more than you'd like, Tony.
Maybe we'll see Barack Obama on a motion comic.
In a motion comic.
He's going to be doing the robot or doing, like, the macarena.
They're really funny because... There's not that much motion happening.
Yeah, there really isn't.
Yeah, it was a very simple, crappy storyboard.
So we've been really excited to present to our fans this new correspondent. His name is Proxy Hilton, and he's, you know, a blogger, a gossiper,
but
geek culture.
Geek costume.
Kind of
geek
a catty perspective on the geek world.
Yeah.
And so we have...
Not quite sure what to make of him, but we'll see what the viewers
think.
Oh,
yeah.
And the listeners, because no one's viewing this radio show.
No, it's all audio.
It's all audio.
Okay.
So we've got...
You mean that hidden camera in the corner?
No, we've got him kind of doing a little... Recorded a little bit of some of his writing.
He'll have an ongoing segment. We'll see if the viewers like him. But let's check out the first segment.
Let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, Actioneers. It's me, Proxy Hilton, with the Geek Gossip. Now, recently, the shareholders of Stan Lee Media Incorporated filed suit against Stan Lee and his wife for $750 million. But the real story released today is that Stan Lee's wife has been seen with Bernie Madoff and Hugh Hefner. When asked to comment, Stan Lee's wife said, quote, "If I'm going to suck on a wrinkled pickle, I might as well get as much exposure as I can." on the high heels of Stan Lee creating the first gay superhero, GLAAD has announced its nominees for its 20th Annual Media Awards. Among its comic book nominees are The Alcoholic, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Final Crisis Revelations, Secret Six, and Young Avengers Presents. The notable omission is Robin, who, as we all know, is the first gay superhero, to ensure he's not snubbed next year. DC has reacted with a new look for Robin, and next month we will be seeing him in a thong and bat nipple clamp. Obama was reportedly a collector of Spider-Man and Conan comic books as a kid, but it was uncertain if he currently reads them or not. In a statement he put out earlier today, he basically tells the nerd world to calm the fuck down. He read a Spider-Man comic when he was 9, and he has absolutely no intention on reading one during his administration or any other. And he says, quote, "You have more chance of seeing a picture of me fisting Michelle in the Oval Office than holding a comic book." This is Proxy Hilton with Geek Gossip.
What a fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
I never thought I'd call a man a bitch on the radio.
I
but
love
I am.
Him.
I never thought there was so much like gossip that could be made of geek culture, but
wow.
He did it. Anyway, all right.
He's crazy. Okay.
All right.
Last bit of nerd news, and this is like really weird, but
gross.
It's just it's just weird.
Salacious.
It's crazy. I heard that from now on, all camera phones, anything that takes pictures.
Or they're trying to pass.
This is a law that they're trying
to pass
in
law.
The Senate.
That probably won't pass, but go ahead.
I don't know. That any camera phone, whatever, has to make a click sound that is audible from where you're taking the picture.
From a certain number of feet away.
I think it's 5 feet or something.
When you take a picture so people
can
tell.
And why are they doing this?
Basically so people can know that they're being photographed.
And it's ironic because recently on the subway, I saw, like, this guy. I mean, it was just so perverted. If it was what I thought it was, I couldn't hear a click, so I wasn't sure. But he seemed to be aiming the camera as if he was looking at the pictures or something at this girl, like this young girl.
Now, was she hot?
Yeah, you know. But I mean,
how young?
Not too, you know, maybe like high school or you know,
so
college
like
or something.
Your type.
Like, yeah, right.
Oh,
and,
no.
Jessica's getting
sorry,
back.
Sorry, Proxy's getting into me.
Sorry, Proxy.
Perez Hilton, watch out. But, no. And,
you should have Proxy versus Proxy.
And he, he was totally taking a picture of this girl on the subway.
Yeah.
And it was so gross. And I stared at him, you know, when he was doing
stared
this.
Stared him down.
He saw
that
I was
you really
looking
stood
at
up for her.
But
I
totally,
stared at him.
I totally should have either helped with the pictures or stopped him. I mean, something.
Oh, you run up to her and just kind of move a hair across her face. All right, now you're
could
good.
Could you please,
honey, move that leg.
I just feel
stop
like
crossing your legs, please.
Really, what's that going to do? Neat. So I just heard a random sound. It could have been a pigeon or it could have been anything. And 2 seconds later, the man is gone and he's got a picture of my fucking thong. Like,
I know. What are you supposed to do even once it's been clicked? There could be a guy just clicking away. Nobody's. What are you going to do about it? So.
What if you do what you do on my phone?
And you don't think.
To cover up the clicking noise, you just put your thumb
over
the speaker thing.
Or what if you just go click or woohoo or something to mask the or achoo.
I think it shouldn't have a click sound. It should, every time you take a picture on anything, it should say, "I'm perverted."
Yeah.
Just substitute like a cough sound.
Yeah.
All right. So
anyway.
We will let you know if that legislation passes and therefore preserves the honor and dignity of many hot 13-year-old girls across the country.
So I think we can just end the show, actually. We don't
I
need
think
to
so.
Take a break.
We're tired,
we had
folks.
A long show.
Yeah,
we worked
Jessica
hard.
Took it out of us, you guys.
We worked hard for you, the Action Room listeners. And you know what? Before we go on about how hard we work, we just want to thank you, the Action Room listeners, for
thank
making
you.
Us the number one podcast in the entire internet as of last Tuesday. Yeah!
Yeah! What?
Tony, we're the number one 24/7 stream.
Ah!
Let me just change
right.
It. Correct you on that.
We're the number one 24/7 live
streaming. The number one 24/7 stream about geek culture called The Action Room.
We're the only one, and we're the number one. No, really, guys, please leave us some comments and just let us know what you like and if we should shut the fuck up. And
all right, Action fans.
Thanks to Jesse Falcon.
Thanks to Jesse Falcon. Make sure you don't take pictures of girls in a perverted way in the subway. And I'm Tony Wolf.
Hachoo! I'm Jessica.
And I'm Producer Mike.
And go play with some toys.